I was within the trees, so I just ran through the trees and kept running and running until I couldn't see the road or light anymore. My father and about 10 or 11 other people went with me. The SS gathered together all he could, and they marched on. They took the 7,500 or 7,600 people to Tirol, to the mountains, where they were all executed and buried. We lived in the forest for 3 days. On May 5th, 1945, we hit camp, and I walked slowly to the edge of the forest to look out, and I could see a column of tanks coming slowly up the road, and when it came even to where I was, I shouted to my dad, "Look, Dad, said those planes, those tanks, they have white stars on them, just like the planes, they're not German. They don't have the Iron Cross on them." And I could see the soldiers sitting on top of the tanks, and they wore helmets. They were not the German helmets either. It was Patton's 10th Battalion, the 12th Armored Division. And we began running to them, and they saw our uniforms, our striped uniforms, the new prisoners. They could tell how sick and weak we were, and they took us on the tanks and took us into Munich. And that was on May 5th, 3 days before the end of the war. So I think that God must have had something to do with that too.